What's up, y'all? Y'all already know what the fuck going on, man. It's the GNT Podcast. It's A-Stacks.
And Tim Mill.
What we got today, bro?
Today, we got a special guest today. We got the one and only, Meek.
Yo, what's going on? What's
up? Yo, clap up for Meek right quick, bro. Not lie, so I didn't get this treatment.
So today, what we talking about, Ace?
Today? We gonna talk about a little situation that happened, man. But it's all a learning experience, bro. But first, we just gonna get a little background on you, bro. Like, you could tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, man. Born and raised South Philly. I was on 31st of Task Force all my life. So I'ma put on for them. Everybody locked up and all that. Still gonna put on for them and all that.
That's what's up.
So how was it growing up in that environment?
I mean, it was alright. I was on like two blocks. From there, it was cool, but like after like 2017-18, like crazy. Like shooting every other night at the Chinese store closed like a good like 6 months and all that.
Right.
But it's cool though. It was solid.
What do you think of some things that people tend to get wrong about you, bro?
Shit, I'm quiet. I don't talk, but like it's nothing to talk about though. Like if I don't bang with you, I ain't gonna really speak to you like that. But right. If you cool, you solid and all that, yeah, I'll talk to you and all that.
Oh wow. Yeah. I definitely feel that, bro. So why don't you go ahead and explain what happened the day we met, bro? All
right, man. So look, all right. It was this joint, right? She was sitting there in the building all day, bro. I was like, maybe I say something, maybe I don't. I was like, I don't know. So I tapped my man's like, yo, I'm gonna go snipe at it, bro. I'm gonna get my face cool and shit. I would eat some Chinese food. So I was like, my face cool and all that. He slid me some gum and all that. So I was like, all right, cool. So I went up. I said, yo. So what's your name? How you doing? All that. She was like, cool. When I asked, so I pulled up a chair and all that, right? So I pulled up a chair and it went left from here. I asked a stupid ass question. I ain't gonna hold you. I asked a stupid ass question. Tell
what you ask, bro?
I asked, what bring you to CCP on some nut shit, bro? I ain't know what to say. I ain't know what to say, though.
That's cool, bro. But no.
Tell I it. Gotta explain it from my point of view.
Yeah, you gotta explain it from your perspective.
So, this nigga so, did some crazy shit too on top of it.
So listen. So I'm chilling in the lounge area, right? Where everybody, all my friends, right? Ace over there. We chilling. We having a conversation, right? We peep the one girl. Some Jamaican girl.
She's not Jamaican. She's African.
I don't know what she is, but. I'm saying
she's bad joint too.
She's attractive, right?
Yeah.
Before even leading up to that, she's always been like, you know what I'm saying? She'll stare at me, you know what I'm saying, smile and all this and that. I just never went for it because, you know what I'm saying, I got my own stuff going on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she was looking at me in there, right? I was just ignoring it, right? Then I'm chilling. Then I see, I don't know. Some gave me the urge to look behind. And I see you took a you grabbed like a seat. I'm like, I said to myself, I said out loud, "What the fuck?"
I said, "What the fuck?"
And then I moved back, and then the table, I ended up knocking the table over, right? And then now everybody laughing, right? And then I think your group of friends, right? They started laughing too.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
And some other girl, she was sitting by herself. She was laughing too. So I'm like, what the fuck? Are we all laughing at the same shit right now?
That's after the fact, bro. He said after the fact.
Oh yeah, because that was before. That's when I heard this nigga say. So what brings you to CCP? That's when I lost it, bro. I ain't gonna lie, cause that shit was the bit. I ain't gonna lie, it was the bit, and then it was just funny how we all was laughing at the same shit. But I low key fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah.
The money, I ain't gonna lie, but which I apologize for.
Nah, that's cool. It's cool.
Saying, but you know what I'm saying after that whole little situation or whatever, me and Ace, we went over to you, and you know what I'm saying, we talked to you about the whole situation and all that. That's why we here now.
Yes, sir. But Mel, I could ask you a question, bro.
So
why'd you react like that, bro? Like you wasn't even you wasn't interested.
I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't interested, but
she was bad still. Look at you, being greedy, bro.
No, I'm not even being greedy.
Bro,
I'm
you just, shot, bro.
I was just like I was I was surprised. I was shocked because I ain't gonna lie. I was judging you by your appearance. Right? You know what I'm saying?
That's out of pocket,
bro. I ain't gonna lie because one day I got a good memory. I remember seeing you with a shiesty and glasses on. And I was like, who the fuck is this nigga right here?
That's not you know what I'm saying. I ain't had no more contacts that day.
It's like when I see a nigga a shiesty on and glasses on, I just lose all respect. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on right now?
But I don't know
if you're trying to rob me or teach me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on?
But what the fuck, bro? He just called you a shiesty dirk in his head, bro.
I judge people. I ain't gonna lie. I make a lot of judgments. But I'm saying that's why I reacted that way. I was just like, what the fuck? I'm saying, I don't know. I was really animated in that moment. I don't know why.
So how would you have approached the John, bro?
Yeah, please tell me. Please tell me.
How would you have approached him,
bro? First of all, it depends on how my mood is. Cause usually, all right, I would have just walked up to him and was like, "What's up with you?" I see that you know what I'm saying, staring at me, and I would have just, you know what I'm saying, joke. Like, you know what I'm saying, I would have made some jokes or whatever. Cause I'm a, you know what I'm saying, if you can make her laugh, you can get in them draws.
Yeah.
So.
the jaws in the room just made a crazy ass face, bro. You might have to reiterate that. I won't lie, bro.
All right,
go ahead and rephrase that, bro.
Let me rephrase that. I have a good personality, right? I have a very great personality, so I'm gonna show her that. You know what I'm saying? Just off of that first impression and that first conversation with me, and she's gonna, you know what I'm saying, she's gonna see that I guess I'm a unique type of person. I'm not really like everybody else.
Type shit. But me, I'm not gonna lie, bro. you making me seem like what I'm about to say might make me seem just judgmental,
bro. Just say it, bro.
But if you came in like this, bro, I think you might have had a chance, bro. Instead of
bro, this is some calm shit, bro.
Bro, like, but like that day, bro. Not gonna lie, bro. I'm think you look like it's two different niggas. I'm thinking about right now, bro.
Who?
It is.
Like, you that day and you right now. Like, it's two different niggas, bro. Like, right now, you look like a, I don't know, bro. Like a fucking hoodlum, bro. Like, you got two phones in your pocket and shit. Like, you about to go, like,
nah, I ain't on that flip no more, a pack bro. Or something, I ain't on that no more.
I don't do that no more.
You don't do that no more?
No.
If you told her that, she probably, ooh, you know how to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for nah.
That was for the summer, but that was for the summer. I ain't doing it. Oh, right. No, it was for the summer.
My fault, man. My fault.
I mean, bro, it's cool. I mean, I know what he's trying to say, because when you had the glasses, it just seemed, I don't, she, first of all, you could tell I'm not going to lie, just by looking at her, you could kind of, like, tell, like, You could, I don't know. When you really observe somebody, you could kind of already see what their preference is.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? And she didn't seem like she like niggas with glasses. I ain't gonna lie.
She seemed like she like the nigga like me.
Yo, this nigga is violating right here.
Or me.
No.
Yo, this nigga is violating, bro. Yo. He is acting crazy.
Yo, Gary, why you trying to play, bro? Yeah, though. But, just judging from that one experience, bro, like, did you learn anything from me? Did you learn anything from that, bro? Like,
I'm gonna do it when nobody watches, because this nigga fucked me up badly, because he flipped over a whole table.
No, because like,
the crazy part, he flipped over a whole table.
It was just it was surprising to me too, because me and Mill was like, one thing about me and Mill, like, we not alike, but like, we alike, bro. Like, me and Mill got the same taste in a lot of different things, so we peeped. She wasn't staring at you, bro. She was staring at me, by the
Yo.
Way. For me, I just want to put that out there. But she was a good joint. And we peeped. He was like, yeah, that's both of our tastes for real. So we just chat and we talking about it. And then we just see, like, some random nigga get up and go approach. I'm thinking you about to leave for real, for real. Then I see you walk over, and I just see Timo's reaction. Oh, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, dying, Timo, he just stole your sauce, bro. But whole time, you fucked it up for him, bro. You not right, bro.
Bro, even if I would have never said anything, he said, what brings you to CCP? That was, I'm not gonna lie, you kind of cut yourself right there.
So, like, what's, like, how would you introduce yourself, bro?
Talk to me?
Yeah.
Shit, I say my name and all that. I don't gotta say too
but
much.
But not
better. I ain't gotta say too much.
Hold on. How about this? If you could go back in time, right? You know what I'm saying? And reapproach her. How would you approach her now? And I'm not here. I'm not there.
Ask that stupid ass question. Start there.
All right, she's sitting right in front of you. So how are you gonna approach it, word for word?
All right. So I'm like, hey, how you doing? So what's your name and all that? And my man told me.
No. All right. Like, pretend you're talking to Bianca right there, bro. Like, how would you approach Bianca, bro? Like, yeah, go ahead. I'm putting you on the spot right now. Go ahead.
I mean, no disrespect. I ain't really banging with that, bro.
What you mean, not bang?
Bro, you know what I'm talking about. Bro, tell me. I ain't mean, no disrespect to that, bro. I'm off.
Tell me, you could show us it.
Why you trying? What? This is about him. We try to save him. We try to save him right now. We try to help him. What's the best way of saying this? I'm saying,
hope I guess, you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, I don't need this. I'm in a relationship. I don't need this. I'm cool. I'm chilling right
now. Yeah, I'm in a relationship too, bro. Like, so, like, yeah, you gonna have, yeah. But why you looking at me like
bro,
that, bro?
No, it's no reason to be shocked. Is he not, bro? This is a test, bro. You just acting like this. This is, bro. It don't matter, bro. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy, bro. I think that was the problem last time, bro.
Nah.
You was shy, bro.
Nah, I just said fucking did. I wasn't shy.
Nah, when I looked at you, bro, you had no confidence in your eyes, bro. Like, a girl look at me, bro, she be like, yeah, he got that dog in him. I be like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yo, and then after, stop. I ain't gonna lie, after when you had to take that, I know that walk back to your seat.
Yeah, but that shit was like the walk of shame, bro.
Because we were all dying. We was all laughing. Bro,
like, imagine you just came from showing your shot and you got rejected, like a whole group of niggas just laughing at you. Like, just laughing at you, bro. That's embarrassing, bro.
Not gonna lie.
You might want to off yourself that in GTA. All right,
right now you dragging it.
My fuck, bro. I'm just
dragging it.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, damn, I felt bad because he had his phone up. You know what I'm saying? He had his phone up. He acting like he looking at something. I know you're not looking at nothing.
I was looking at my cash at this. To be real with you, it was a real shit. I had nothing on there.
I was just like, damn, that's what made me really want to go over there because I felt like I was drawing. I'm not going to lie. I have a lot of moments where I take a lot of shit to the max for real. And, you know what I'm saying? Laughing at you wasn't the best. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, to clear the air, bro, I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at this nigga, bro.
Ten niggas said that to me already, bro. I'm not trying to hear that, bro.
Bro, I was laughing at, bro.
Like, 10 niggas already said that you, shit to me that bro, same day. I'm not trying to hear that, bro.
You had to beat it, bro.
I'm not trying to hear that, bro.
Bro, the way this nigga Tim Mo reacted, bro, you would have thought a nigga died or something, bro. Like, that shit was outrageous. That shit was crazy. I won't lie.
That shit for sure was. But, you know what I'm saying? Moving forward, what are you going to do differently?
I'm going to keep it short and simple, to be honest. It's like the best approach, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What?
What'd you say?
I'd be like, hey, how you doing? How's your day? And all that. I get your girl. Get along.
Oh, my God. This nigga's so fucking like, boring, bro.
I mean, how is that boring? It's just short and simple, though.
Yeah, bro.
Because I'm having a conversation. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I'm a conversationalist, so I'm not even going to ask for the gram. At the end of the conversation that we have, she's gonna ask me, or she's gonna be like, "Oh, you gonna leave without? Oh, you're not gonna give me your gram, whatever." Because I usually, you know what I'm saying? I start it off slow.
My fault, bro.
Fine.
That's crazy.
Continue, bro.
Usually, right? I started off slow, whatever, right? And then, bro, we just talk about whatever for, you know what I'm saying? That conversation will lead to whatever, and then we end up having a long conversation. But you can't do that with every girl, though. You gotta really read their body language and all that. And usually, I can already tell before I even speak to them. Because, you know, some girls be boring, and I don't like boring girls. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? I wanna be able to talk to you, have a conversation, and joke around. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, me personally, bro, like, despite how I'm acting right now, bro, I'm really like a stand-up guy, bro. Like, bro, am I lying, bro? I'm really a respectful individual, bro. I don't be doing too much when I'm approaching women, bro.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we do got somebody that we both know that takes things to the extreme. when it comes to women.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. No, it's not that bum ass nigga. But how would I approach? How I usually approach? Not gonna lie. Fuck, I'm nervous, bro.
So that's how you get.
Huh? No, I don't get nervous. Like when it's like I'm like Damian Lillard. Like I might be cool in the game, no, I know when it's crunch right time. Here. But like when it's, here. I'm so serious. But when it's crunch time, bro, I get busy, bro. Like that shit.
No, because it's like it's not. I don't know. It's really not some that you could really
like. It's explain. It's like in a moment. Type
it's
thing.
In the moment. Yeah, it's for sure in the moment. That's where everything come in the moment for.
Yeah.
Like, Sam. I mean, I could talk about. I mean. Before, like at the start of the year when I was drawing on campus, I was sniping at everything. I ain't even gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But there was this one girl that I met. She was pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? And how I met her was so crazy. Like, I was in a group. I was in a big-ass group. I was talking to a group of girls with, like, you know what I'm saying, my mans and all that, right? Then I looked to my right. I saw a girl, like, you know what I'm saying? She was just sitting by the tree or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, I kept staring at her, and she kept staring at me too. And then the girls I was talking to with the little group, it was boring. I ain't even gonna lie. So I left. And I went to go talk to her. I was like, "What's up? Why are you staring at me and all that?" And then we just started having a long conversation. We ended up sitting there for an hour and like 30 minutes, just conversing for. And then you know what I'm saying? I got her number, and we went from there. But it was just pure off of vibes though. I wouldn't say I was trying to really go at her. It just happened from. It was vibes. And that person ended up being really cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Generally a good friend.
That's like some movie type shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds like some movie shit.
But I feel like that's like the best way. I feel like I feel like that was one of the best like experiences. When I actually approached a woman for it, because we was really vibing for it. Like, I feel like that's it gets a little rare like nowadays to find like people who actually are good at actually having a conversation, because people, you know what I'm saying, nowadays everybody on their phones and all that, and they really lose their social skills. So people can't even have like, bro, I'm not gonna be like, oh, it's only women, but I'm like, no, it's both. Like people can't even have like a normal conversation. Like without the phones being involved, like why are you boring in person? Like you should be able to keep up like a conversation in person. Mm-hmm. I mean, we shouldn't have to like only like, oh yeah, the only time we have a good conversation is on Instagram or iMessages, because that shit is all fake. I ain't gonna lie, I don't take that shit serious. I ain't gonna lie.
But like, what would you like? Cause what you the story you just said, bro? That sounded like a good little experience, or like. Like how you approached her and stuff, like that shit was cool. Like you said, it was all vibes and shit, right? Mm-hmm. You think like that's the best like outcome you had when approaching a female, or like what are better times?
Better times. I know a bad time. This shit kind of crazy. All right, so which question you want me to answer first?
Go ahead, give me the words, bro. Give me the bad news. All right, first.
This one was crazy. I'm not gonna lie. So back in like the start of September, I met a girl. We started vibing. We talking, having a long conversation. We like an hour in. You know what I'm saying? We just talking about anything for her. You know what I'm saying? Then out of nowhere, I look to my left. I see a tall dark skin with waves. He come out of nowhere. He sit right next to us. It's like a three-seated table and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He sit down with us. And then he just there. He ain't say nothing. I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga right now?
But can I ask you a question real quick though? Like, what year was this?
This was last year.
Oh, word. So Waves was dead, bro.
Hmm.
Waves was dead, bro.
Bro, I don't know. The nigga had waves and a beard, bro. The glasses on.
Oh, no. That nigga Max Prestige, bro. I won't lie, bro.
So I was confused, and then the nigga he didn't even like talk to me. He ain't saying nothing. He was just talking to her. I was like, what the fuck? Did he really just take my sauce right in front of me? And then
yeah, bro, that shit
was
crazy.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm a, I try to make up some excuse because now I'm just there awkwardly there. I'm just like, is she serious right now? And then I was just like, all right, I think I should leave in my head. And then I went on my phone. I'm really not on my phone doing shit. I'm just scrolling. I'm trying to think. And then that's when she look at me and she's like, you know what I'm saying? She moving her hand. She like, give me your phone. I was like, okay. Huh? And then she went on Instagram. She put her Instagram in there. I was like, in front of the nigga though. And then I was just like, all right, I don't, shit, it is what it is. I took it. I walked away. I looked back. They hugging up on each other, bro.
Yeah, bro. That shit's chalk, like, bro.
I was like, bro, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's chalk right there.
That was the craziest experience. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, I'm fucking speechless, bro. These dogs be buckets, bro. I won't lie. They be buckets. Bro. Not like my heart for you. Even though like it wasn't nothing like, cause what, that was the first time meeting her?
That was the first time meeting her, but it was like what the fuck? In front of the nigga though? Like that was type crazy. But I don't think they was, I don't know if they was just, I could care less. But shit, it is what it is. How about you?
Bro, I'm trying to think of my worst joint, bro, because, like, not going to lie, like, the worst, like, people be like, the worst a girl can say is no, which I know is untrue from I see other niggas' experiences, but, like, that's not the worst that could go down. But, like, that's the worst that's happened to me. But I do remember this one instance, bro. I'm going to bring it all the way back to the young boy days, bro. I was like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, I was, like, in fourth grade, bro. Yeah, but this shit get deep, bro. Peep game a lock in. So, like, I was in fourth grade, bro, back in the EA days. I'm saying I went to Ethan Allen Elementary. So, since, like, the first grade, bro, I had liked it as a joint.
Damn.
Bro, I had liked it as a joint since the first grade, bro. She was a white joint, too, bro.
I never
forgive myself for that, bro.
Snow bunnies?
A snow bunny, bro?
So, bro, like,
I was not expecting that.
Bro, I'm African, but my pop had me shoveling the snow when it snowed, so it's like
I'm still not expecting that.
Bro, chill. I had to get used to it, bro. Like, I low-key adapted, bro.
Adaption is crazy.
Feel me? So, like, yeah, I'm liking her, but I'm pretty sure everybody, like, all my homies know, bro. And my homies is L's for this, bro, because for what they did next, bro. But all my, like, you know, bro. Like, all my homies was L's for this, bro. So, we in art class, and I'm pretty sure she has an idea, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the word was getting around. Like, I told my homies is, like, running their mouth, bro.
Yeah,
shit,
bro, that's how I be back then, bro. That's how I be.
They be running their mouth,
can't tell
bro.
Nobody shit about your crush back then, bro. The whole fucking school will know that shit,
bro. I swear to God, bro. So, we was in art class. Mind you, we had just came back from recess, bro. Like, you know how, like, you used to compete? Like, to be the fastest nigga in the fucking class, bro. But I was, like, one of the slowest niggas, bro. And this white nigga named Damien, bro, he was the fastest nigga, bro. I was like, damn. But not gonna lie, bro, I used to be in the backyard training my legs and shit. No bullshit.
This nigga been training, bro?
So I could get faster for this. So I could be the fastest. Because, you know, the fastest niggas in the classroom get, like, all the attentions and shit, bro. So I was trying to be the fastest nigga, bro. No bullshit. So I just lost the race. We back in the art room. I'm like, damn, I'm feeling salty as shit. So we making art and shit. And we was supposed to make art of, like, shit we, like, resonate with, or, like, some shit like that. Some shit we like. Boom. Now, I wasn't going, you know what I'm saying, do nothing too crazy. I was just going to make, you know what I'm saying, a little flower. Maybe give it to her. That's in my head what I'm thinking, bro. On some corny shit, bro. I'm a young boy, bro. Mommy, don't mind me, bro. So, my homies, people that I was doing, and at this point, she getting hints, but she don't know for sure. But after this, she definitely knew. Because when I told you, after I finished the flower, bro, my homies just raised it up in the air. Yo, look what A made for.
On some Lion King shit. With somebody on it. That's crazy.
Bro. Like, raised it up in the air. Yo, look what Abe did for so-and-so. Yo. I'm like, bro, you dead ass, bro. Yo, I'm like, dying.
But yo, this man.
But actually, nah. You remember how I said the worst thing she could say is no? That's not what happened. Cause this.
Yo, what she saying, bro?
She was like, ew, not him.
Damn. That's bro, crazy.
Bro, not gonna lie, bro. She had to be racist, bro.
Who was it, bro?
Bro, it was Emily, bro. Bro, my heart was shut, bro.
Too, I ain't gonna lie.
Not gonna lie, bro. I ran out the classroom, bro. I was damn near drew the tears, bro. I ran to the bathroom, and like you know how like they got the little hall monitor and shit. Like Dr. Houston was outside the principal, so she was out there monitoring the halls, and she seen me running in the hallway. She don't even know what the fuck going on. Whole time my heart broken. She like stop right the fuck. She didn't say that. She like stop right there. And I'm just running in the bathroom. I didn't think she chased after me. She chasing after me in the boys' bathroom. I'm like, what you doing here? I'm like, it's just so much going on. But my heart broke and shit, bro. I'm just like, I told her what happened. And it was like some old nigga. He in eighth grade, bro. I told him the story, but he just started busting up laughing at me, bro. I'm like, yeah, my heart was broke that day. I won't lie. Yeah, it was a sad day.
That would have broke me. I ain't gonna lie.
Go ahead, Soph. What you got to say?
Did you still shove the snow in your pile of action?
So I'm not gonna lie, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. You feel me? I'm gonna just leave it at that.
Nah, I ain't never talked to a white girl in my life, and I don't think I ever will.
Technically, I ain't never talked to a white girl neither, bro. I mean,
when I was a young boy, I had a crush on Katy Perry and all that.
Katy Perry,
a lot of, what, Lady bro? Gaga.
But it was bad back then, bro.
I ain't gonna lie,
they turned weird,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
When I was a young boy, not no more. Oh, nah. Oh, yeah.
Well, not gonna lie, they all turned weird, bro. Like, Miley Cyrus, bro. Like, I fell in love with her when she dropped Wrecking Ball.
Wait.
Chill.
That dropped like 2015, chill, right?
Bro, I was a young boy, bro. Chill.
Wait. Hold on. We talking about our worst times approaching women. We ain't asked you, was that your worst time?
That was like the worst. Worst of the worst, bro.
You sure, bro?
Positive.
Now, a lot of seen worse that happened to niggas, bro. Actually, no, I'm lying. That was probably
no. That yeah, because yeah. It was like nah.
It was just simultaneous shit. Laughing, bro.
Like, bro,
shit
the
was
whole
bad.
Joel was laughing, bro. That shit was
like
crazy.
Imagine you just get rejected in the whole crit, like the whole room just laughing at you, walking back to your seat. Like, can you just picture that image, bro? Like. Just being drawn to the thought of suicide, bro.
Yo,
and
this
GTA.
Nigga's dragging
it
out.
Bro. This nigga's
dragging.
And GTA.
No, that's
like,
the.
Like, that's a bad
job,
bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
Like yeah. That deep shit, bro.
But I got a question. So since we on the topic of, you know what I'm saying, when was the first time y'all like? When did y'all start getting like? I guess start talking to girls.
Shit, I could good. I say like 7th, 8th grade.
But I ain't get no girls to like high school, bro. Yeah, I keep it being, bro. I was a geese ass nigga, bro. I was a corny ass young boy, bro. I like the white girls, bro. Like you already like that shit. I was a corny ass young boy, bro. Yeah, ninth grade. That was a good joint. 8th grade, I liked to some girls, but like I ain't like I said, I ain't get no girls. I ain't had no riz, bro. I ain't had no steez, nothing, bro. Like I was just the bald head African nigga.
That
nigga
crazy.
Used to make fun of, bro.
Oh, with the ball feed.
But you know my pop did to me, bro. Like that's like a canon event, bro. Like
oh,
it
he
had
gave
to,
you the
yeah, bro.
No,
the Baldy lineup shit.
No, all creators go through all that.
And then you a young boy, bro. Niggas hype shit in the 7th grade. Oh, this nigga got a Baldy.
Kobe.
What the fuck, bro? Like fuck out my mitt, bro.
Oh no, that shit was it's definitely a canon event though, especially with Caribbean parents or just. Yeah, I'm gonna say
I feel like
ethnic
parents in general, bro.
Shit.
Yeah, I guess getting you a body. I started talking to girls in like once I got in high school, like freshman year.
Mm-hmm. Like, I actually talking to them, yeah, like
middle school.
Ninth grade, yeah.
Middle school, I wasn't worried about them. I ain't gonna lie. Middle school, I really came to school just a bit. I was looking forward to make the teacher like life just crazy, like
this nigga was,
I was drunk.
Like, hell on earth.
I was getting suspended. I was, you know what I'm saying? I was, you know what I'm saying, a class clown, like throwing books out the window, making teachers cry. Like
I am throwing books out the window.
I was drunk, but like I found it out. Like I bro, at the time I thought it was just the most funniest shit in the world for real. Do I really regret it though?
No, not really.
Because I had a lot of laughs about it, but
no bullshit. Now, like that, we was officer for that shit. I won't lie, bro. Like I used to be the most dickheaded shit, bro. On slime, standing on tables and shit.
Standing on tables,
bro. I'm telling you, the school I went to was wild, bro. Like the elementary school I went to, that shit was crazy. I won't lie. But nah, keep it a bean. I ain't start getting girls. I said ninth grade, but like COVID hits, so like I ain't really get to. You mean like max, like give myself like max XP and shit, bro. So like COVID hit 10th grade year, all 10th grade year, I had no human contact, bro. That shit was crazy. And 11th grade year, feel me? Like, oh, bro, 10th grade year, I was emailing Jones, bro. Like,
yo, email was crazy.
Bro, you tripping, bro. Like, we was. But I'm like, bro, not gonna lie, bro. We on, what's the name? Google Meets. I think that's what it's called. Cause it wasn't Zoom, it was some shit else. It was Google Meets, bro. So I'm looking at everybody tagging shit. And for me, this is one cute John. Everybody had to turn on their cameras and shit. This is one cute John. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on it. So I'm it. So like, you know how you could click the icon. You know how you could click the icon and shit, right? And like the information and shit would pop up.
Yeah.
So like, I clicked the icon on Google Classroom and like the email popped up and shit. So I just emailed her.
So the school email?
School email, bro. Yo, like, bro, I was on some devious shit, bro.
That's thorough though, because that could fuck around and be your wife one day.
No, you bullshit. Never know. Not in this case, know. Though, but like.
Yeah. No, indeed, not in your case, but.
You mind you, know. I ain't get the email back neither.
Damn.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, oh, nah. She had me looking.
Bro, crazy. The next fucking me, I would have joined and be like, yo, you ain't seen my fucking email?
But I was on some cool shit talking about, excuse me, you know what you look like you know what you're doing in the class. You think you might be able to, like, help me on some shit? Like, that's essentially what I said. And I ain't get no response. It could be, because I ain't check my emails as a young boy neither. So, like. I don't think
probably
nobody
check it.
Yeah, she probably ain't check it, bro. That's exactly what happened. Don't get the story twisted, bro. She ain't check her emails, bro. I ain't get rejected.
All right, so we was talking about our experiences approaching women. So have y'all ever got approached by a woman?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. I'm just that nigga, bro.
I think I got good, like, probably, like, twice.
Twice?
How old are you?
Like, I'm 18.
Type shit.
Yo, tell me how many times you got approached, bro?
A lot of fucking times. I say recently, last time. I guess at CCP, I was chilling. I was with my man Tahira, and we was just walking. We was walking in one of the buildings for him, and one of the girls, I was some girl, whatever. She was on like the top floor, and we both saw each other. And she was staring at me. She started smiling. And then she stuck up the middle finger at me. I'm like, what the fuck?
And but they be on that weird shit, bro. But you like.
That was weird. And me and my man, Tyree, we look at each other. We were just like, what the fuck? And then Tyree was like, yo, we should go. I was just like, yeah, we should. And then we ended up like going into him. And she was just like, oh, you're fine. You fine as fuck. Blah, blah, blah. And. Like that
should be blowing my shit, bro. She thought you was fine, but she flipped you off instead, bro.
That was crazy.
That was crazy as shit. But it's girls out there too, like, they just do the weirdest shit to get your attention, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. It be confusing, bro. And then when they actually mean what they do, like, you just end up looking like a goofball because you saw their shit thinking they liked you.
Whole time they were just playing with you the whole time.
Yeah, no bullshit, bro.
That shit's crazy.
That shit crazy as hell. And then it be Jones. Like, I actually commend Jones who walk up to girls, to boys they like. Because.
They actually do it. Because that's like. Because they don't do that.
Yeah, it be girls.
Like, it's like a standard. They don't. They will no like bullshit, say it to their friends and like play it like they don't like them at all.
And no another word like, will not be spoken at all.
Exactly.
Like, they might throw a little, they little hints out there and stuff for you to approach them. But like, it actually takes guts for a girl to. Approaching nigga.
I mean, do you feel like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like we, like men as a whole, I feel like men gonna chase for, I don't know. I don't really feel like a girl should really go her way to really go.
But it's cool if they do.
Yeah.
It's cool, but.
Like a nigga like me, I love the game. I love the hustle, bro. So like, I got no problem. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, what do you be talking about, bro?
My fault, bro.
Aren't you married, bro?
Huh?
Huh? Next question.
Next question.
How y'all feel about the men who can't take rejection? The ones who, you know what I'm saying, they get rejected and be like, oh, fuck you too. You wasn't all that. Blah, blah, blah.
Nice type
niggas. Oh, yeah. That's wild, bro. I only got that like probably like twice in my life, bro. And then like, like now I think back on it, that shit is like just not worth it, bro.
Bro, not gonna lie, if I happened to be in your situation, bro, I think I would have crashed out, bro.
I thought about it too. I was about to air that whole joint out too, bro. Oh, I was mad as shit.
Yeah, that would be completely understandable, bro. Actually, it's not, bro. Respect women, bro.
Oh yeah.
No, for sure, for sure. No, I mean, I feel like they just weird as a whole. I mean, obviously, you gotta think about it like this. Not every girl gonna find you attractive.
Yeah, you gotta take it well from the chin to keep exactly. It moving, bro.
No bullshit. There's some girls that would deny niggas like fucking they don't I don't know, celebrities, I don't know. Whoever. So it's just like it don't matter. Just take the loss and just move forward for
try to learn bullshit. From it.
Charge it to the game.
Y'all know the lady who got hit with a nigga tried to come at this John, and the John said no, and the guy hit her with a brick.
What?
Yeah, hit her with a brick.
I ain't hear about
that.
No,
I hear about that either, no.
No, that was a while ago, and her whole face was like swollen and all that.
Damn.
That shit was bad. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I feel like I'm not gonna lie, I feel like shit like that, it made me worry about women a little kid, because it's just like some men are really to crash out just because of being rejected.
Oh, bullshit.
Talking to my girl about it, she was just like, you know what I'm saying? Or we was having a conversation. I'm just like, what you gonna do if a nigga try and walk up to you and ask for your gram? She was just like, I'm saying, I mean, I'm in a relationship now, but some men are not. They don't give a fuck about that. They're gonna be like, oh, your nigga not here.
They don't care at all.
Your nigga not here, blah, 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 this and that. And she was just talking about some like situations from her friends and all that where I guess a nigga try to come at them or whatever, and the nigga just, He wasn't taking no, like, so they forced him to give up the grin, which is weird. Like, why are you forcing him to give you, bro? That's like, that's just weird. I'm saying, and nowadays some girls are just, when a guy walks up to them, they're instead of give him the like a fake number or like a
yeah, bro, that's
Instagram,
why I ask for the grin, bro. Just to avoid. Fake number shit is like crazy out here.
Mm-hmm. Just to avoid like the whole like not dealing with rejection, which I understand. I completely understand, because it's like a safety thing. Forever, because some men are really just on that weird shit forever. And it's sad that we live in a world like that now, where you gotta like, where some niggas can't deal with like rejection, so they gonna crash out.
No bullshit. Niggas be crashing out about anything.
Yeah,
they
can,
bro,
like slide them a 50 ball and they still gonna crash out.
It's like, you ever been in that situation though? Like, a girl gave you a fake number and you just went home salty and shit.
Yeah, they gave a number to a fucking to AT&T shit, bro. AT&T customer service, bro. I thought I had that shit. I called that, bro. That shit said AT&T customer service.
AT&T is crazy.
I was mad as shit.
AT&T is wild. I ain't gonna lie.
She told you to go get a new server, bro.
Playing in your face.
Shit,
I ain't gonna lie.
I know.
AT&T is crazy.
But like, bro, ain't there like an 800 number? Like, you could
have. No, bro. I ain't had no 1-800, bro. That's what fucked me up. But I ain't had no.
Damn, that's ass, bro. I won't lie, bro.
Yeah, bro, that shit was crazy.
No, I'm pretty sure I got like a fake job. I think so, but it wasn't on fucking AT&T job. But I feel like that's something everybody go through for.
Yeah, it gotta happen to everybody at least once.
Yeah.
What are some signs y'all look out before approaching a woman? Oh shit, my fuck.
I'm trying to think back on what happened at this situation. Cause like, if nobody talked to her yet, before I did, I probably would slide and talk to her. That's what made me go. Cause she was there all day, and nobody said a word to her like at all.
So like, if Mel would've approached her first and he went back to his seat, would you have?
No, you got that probably already.
Now, if I don't know Mel, like, I'm like the biggest back door, so it's like,
back door.
Yeah, I'm a back door to shit out you.
That was crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
My fault,
bro.
That's a red flag right there.
That was outrageous.
Keep your doors closed, bro.
Yeah, that's a.
That was outrageous. Well, you said if you didn't know me, so yeah. I mean, I don't, you ain't know me, so it don't matter. I look at, first of all, I feel like it's scenery. I feel like it's, you know what I'm saying, it gotta be at the right place.
You talking about like the girl herself, like she gotta be personality or like.
No, I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? She was sitting, I feel like that was a perfect place to, I guess, come at her because she's sitting by herself.
Oh, so like you talking about the environment.
Yeah, environment. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not going, bro, what she look like coming at a joint at a funeral, bro?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. That's out of pocket. Hospital. That's out of pocket.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that was a good, like, little scenery or whatever. And, like, I guess you just, you got, I guess, you know what I'm saying, look at them a few times just to, you know what I'm saying? Some people be looking interesting, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I like that word. Interesting.
Saying like pay attention to shit like that. I mean, and that just that goes, that makes me lead into this question. What makes you approach someone? What catches your eye? Like their parent? Like what is it? What you look out for? What draws your attention?
Usually, like, all right, sometimes I'll go up to.
They already know my answer.
What's your answer, bro? Go ahead. You go first.
No.
What is that gonna fucking troll, bro? This nigga fucking troll, bro. Go ahead, go first, bro.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna go first,
bro. What's the answer, bro? I did don't know, bro.
Bro, I know your answer, bro. Just say it, bro.
You already know my answer. It's the point.
They don't know your answer. We might know your answer, but they might not know it.
Shit. Go first, bro. Go first.
All right. So, she, like, usually I approach a girl. She not looking at me or nothing, but I just find her attractive. And, if it's a comp, like, if it's a comp setting, like in the lobby, if it's a comp setting like that, yeah, I might approach her. But a lot of the times, like I said, how they be giving out signs and shit, like she be looking at me, and we just have moments of like, but we just have moments like our eyes locked, and like she don't look away and I don't look away, and like I just get up and go. Have a conversation. If she starts smiling, I'm already knowing shit go well. If not, and she was just bricking me for no reason, and she not smiling, then I'm already knowing shit gonna go south, and I'll be like, my body language changed automatically. I don't know. Like, I low-key give up on the mission, but it was gonna go bad regardless, so it was like, yeah. Because, like, once I get up, like, I have to. I'm not gonna turn back around, bro. Feel me?
Yeah. Oh, bro, you didn't answer my question.
But I did, bro.
No, bro. So what are you paying attention to? Like, are you paying attention to the clothes she got on? Her figure? What draws you? What draws you to that? What's drawing you to her?
Shit. The figure?
I got a list. I got chill with that shit. That was crazy. Yo, niggas start snipping cocaine and shit.
I got a list. Chill with that. Chill.
You can't be doing that on our podcast.
Chill, bro.
Now if they if they watch the video, they're gonna be like, "What the fuck is going on with him? Don't bring him back on."
Cool. Yo, that's cool, but what you saying though? Like, say it again so like they can hear it, bro.
That's I'm talking about the figure.
The figure?
Yeah, clothes. See if you got on. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So that's like a little.
I mean, like obviously, if you got some corny shit on, like I wouldn't approach you anyway. Yeah, but yeah. I like if you cool, you cool. Like I'm really looking at face, bro.
Yeah.
Nah.
Face over everything, bro.
Oh yeah.
And then it's personality.
Y'all not going to
you
details.
Can quote, you let can me, quote me too, bro.
Let me.
All right, go ahead. Say your answer, bro.
Please go ahead.
Go ahead.
Before, bro. I'm looking. First of all, I'm looking at her clothes. First of all, you could just you could tell a lot by a person just off of the clothes they wearing, or like, you know what I'm saying. So I'm looking at the clothes. Then I'm gonna look at the face. You know what I'm saying. So if she's attractive or whatever, that makes me want to pursue her. A lot of men or whatever, what catches their eyes is, you know what I'm saying, oh, she got a big ass, blah blah blah, this and that.
But that's not us. Nah, like,
I don't know about y'all.
We high IQ men, bro. Like, we don't pay attention to stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know about you.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, stop doing that.
But what you talking about, bro?
Hey. I mean, but seriously though, it's cool, whatever. But I feel like men nowadays sexualize women just off of their bodies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't really.
Yeah, we're rapping.
They don't really care about, you know what I'm saying, their actual like character, their personality. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know what I'm saying, just worried about what they, you know what I'm saying, what their body looks like. And that's just, I feel like it's just, because I've talked to women before who've been in relationships where the men only just wanted them just because of their body.
Yeah.
And it really does like make serious, like, you know what I'm saying, it just, it causes serious damage and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just not, it's not cool. So I know, like, me now, I'll like pay attention to like what she got on. You know what I'm saying, her, like her face, blah blah blah. Like the whole ass or whatever. It's like that's like a whole, like, it's a bonus or whatever.
It's a bonus,
bro. But like, I get what you're saying, like paying attention to what she got on and shit. But like, that shit really don't matter, bro. As long as she don't got no corny shit on, bro. Like, if she not just like let me rephrase that. If she not just like a bum or some shit, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If she just cool, she like, she don't gotta have no designer. If she just cool, she just cool.
Some kind of shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, I don't know what you mean by like what she got on. Like,
I feel like, I feel like there's certain types of like women that, you know what I'm saying, they wearing some certain, I'm not gonna come at. I'm not gonna lie. You know what I'm saying, that's what I mean. All
right.
I'm not gonna. I'm trying to give you an example. Like, if a joint, she got like.
Wait, can I give you an example? Like a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
She like what's a bad joint? Like, you know, bro. Like Rihanna, bro. See Rihanna, she had some like, she had like, she just looked the good as hell, like the best she's ever looked ever. Feel me? But she had some like LeBron's on. Like she had some LeBron's on, bro. You going at that, bro?
LeBron's fucking, bro, nah. It just fuck up the whole fit.
The whole
shit. It fuck up the whole fit. I won't even look at you to say I'm cool. I'm cool, bro.
But like, she like the bad, like she bad as shit, bro.
I don't care, but you can't dress now. So that's not, that's my standard. I want a girl who can actually dress.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you, I'm saying, you look, all right, you look pretty as shit, right? I'm saying you got good, you know what I'm saying, got good, you know what I'm saying, top on, pants on. But why the fuck you got LeBron Kobe's on? You know what I'm saying? So now I'm just like, no, I'm cool. I'm straight.
All right, so how about some calm low Skechers, bro?
Skechers, bro.
I'm not fucking with the Skechers game.
Bro, see, that's what's wrong with niggas today, bro. They always focus on the materialistic stuff, bro. It's what you got up here that really counts, bro. If you got Skechers, bro, hit me up. It's cool.
Bro, think he Kanye.
Low key.
I think that was by far the craziest shit I heard all the day. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, it's more crazy shit to come, bro.
So
stay tuned.
You coming at a joint with Skechers on?
Am I personally coming at a joint with Skechers on? No. If she come at me, possibility.
I'm gonna just deny her, bro. I'm cool. I'm not even gonna waste your time like that because I don't wanna lead you on. Let's say she first of all, you gotta
she can like match the Skechers, right? Yeah.
You gotta thank her for she first of all, most women are not gonna approach you. That she's coming out her comfort zone.
Yeah,
and she's coming to you and approaching you. I'm saying that means she really saw something for her.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna give you my Instagram, blah blah blah. No, because I know she's gonna wanna fuck with me. So I'm gonna tell you how I feel now. I'm just based off of my first impression on you and what you got on, I'm gonna look down, I'm gonna look up, I'm gonna be like, nah, I'm cool, I'm straight.
Nah, we gonna have to get we getting back from Meek every fucking time, bro. A girl ever approached me, bro, straight no off the rip, bro. We getting back from Meek, bro. Any girl can get in there, bro.
I saw that girl too, by the way.
Oh, what?
Yeah, after my class, she got the same class as me after me.
You know, yeah. Any girl except for her, bro. She come at me, bro. I'm folding, bro.
Nigga, bro.
My fault, bro. That was too far.
A little bit, bro.
He disappointed in you, bro.
It's a little bit, bro.
My fault, yeah. Shit, we basically covered everything. Yeah, it's about time we wrap this shit up, bro. But for sure, I appreciate you. Fuck. I'm turning to Meek.
Come on, bro. Chill.
My fault, gang.
Yeah, you violated that one.
My fault, gang.
Violated.
But yeah, we appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. It's the Dream Team Podcast. Always remember, man, it's no dream too big, no dreamer too small, man. It's 8 stacks.
And 10 mil.
And we had Meek here on here today.
Yo, free the jails, though, bro.
Yeah, free the jails,
bro. Yeah, free the jails.
But if, like, they did something egregious, keep them in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.